Conclusion. When you encounter something new, murky, or surprising, a mismatch emerges between your old expectations and a new reality. Recognizing this gap, you're caught short, and what follows determines your future. If we are open to the signal of our unsureness, we gain an epic chance to relinquish the safe ground of routine and update our now deficient understanding of the world. This is as true when we set sail on a daydream as when we wrestle with this high-stakes crisis. Uncertainty is a gadfly of the mind, jolting us out of complacency if we're willing to answer its call. Squander this opportunity, and we likely will miss out on all that life is trying to teach us. The deadline nears, an answer is demanded. This is just the time when we yearn to act, not to decide when, how, or why. But the best thinkers do not assume that all is easily in hand. They pick up on the invitation of their uncertainty and wade into its space of possibility. To wield uncertainty well, remember to see change as the world's default state. Work to dial back outcome fixation so you can wake up to the demands of process when it matters most. Keep the spark of conflict alive on a team and harness the power of a maybe to cultivate inclusivity. Recognize how rarely does one tempo, a single viewpoint, or neat template suffice. Today, once unheralded voices are rising, new forms of success and knowledge are being forged. The time is right to discover an unsung path to human flourishing, the wisdom of uncertainty. I'm Maggie Jackson. My new book is Uncertain, The Wisdom and Wonder of Being Unsure. Thank you for listening.